Aboriginal people, since the day one of the white invasion, have been victims of a terrible invasion with enormous force used by the British to illegally seize sovereign lands of 500 tribal nations. They used a war of terrorism and genocide against an unarmed, peaceful population. They didn't even have the integrity or the basic courtesy to even declare war on the Aboriginal nations. They just invaded with enormous force of arms. And since day one of that white invasion back in 1788, Aboriginal people have suffered enormous loss of life. We've suffered enormous dispossession. We've suffered ongoing cruelty and deprivation. So to this day, in 2013, Aboriginal people are still suffering, and we still carry enormous scars emotionally, physically and culturally from that invasion. The war of genocide that began in 1788 is still being fought to this very day, because there are tens of thousands of our people still locked away within the penal confines of a white man's prisons, and paying the price for being sovereign, strong, independent people. This argument put forward by white Australians, put forward by the mining lobby, by the political leadership, is an argument put forward by criminals who want to deny their crimes, by criminals who will do anything in their power to not face their day in court. But going back to the days of the Black Panther Party of Brisbane back in the 1970s, we called for the United Nations to convene a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to establish the war crimes and crimes against humanity perpetrated against our people. And to this day, 2013, we still maintain that stance that there are viable cases out there in which numbers persons within the white Australian camp can still be charged and prosecuted for crimes against humanity, for those crimes perpetrated against innocent Aboriginal people. So the argument that we should forget the past is an argument that, as I said, is an argument put forward by criminals who want to deny their crime and who want to frustrate the prosecutorial process. White Australian is totally aware of this crime, but they lock it away. They have totally sanitised white Australian history. They hide behind those banners of settlement and colonisation. They hide behind this concept, this flawed concept, that Australia was terra nullius. So it's manifestly obvious that Aboriginal 500 tribal nations didn't come across in those boats from England. Mm. We were here when Cook was mapping the East Coast. We were here when Governor Phillip arrived with the first fleet. So Aboriginal people, and according to the Roman law of the day, according to the British law of the day, possession is 9/10 of the law. So Aboriginal people had a viable claim to sovereignty, had a viable claim to ownership and possession of this entire continent. But the European invading armies used their massive military forces to subjugate, terrorise, brutalise and massacre tens of thousands of our people in order to seize and hold the sovereign lands of Aboriginal people. White Australia should look at the history books and study the fact that even after the Second World War, the German nation then came forward and offered the apology and offered reparations to the Jewish people for the horrors of the Holocaust. North America has also offered an apology and reparations to the millions of African-American people who were victims of the slave trade. So we have seen the Treaty of Waitangi in New Zealand. We've seen numerous treaties across North America and with the Inuit people in the far north. So globally, there has been a consistent move by major nations, major colonial entities, to come to terms with the horrors of the crimes of their past. White Australia, because it's an island nation, unfortunately, seems to think that they can escape the responsibility for what they have done on this land, but they won't. Aboriginal people have long memories, and the world has long memories, and we will continue to fight the struggle. We will not move on until, number one, the white Australian government acknowledges the fact that we are a sovereign people, Number two, moves towards a treaty. And number three, takes those first basic steps that South Africa took when they dismantled apartheid back in the early 1990s by setting up a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to document the crimes against humanity that have been perpetrated against the Aboriginal tribal nations of this land. Take your blinkers off and just look around you. The land on which you're living, whether you're living in a house, a flat, a unit, an apartment block or whatever, the land on which you're living is drenched in the blood and suffering of Aboriginal people. No white Australian can escape that fact. Every white Australian on this country is living in some sort of dwelling. They should go to the titles office and find out, back through the documents, back through the transactions, back through the transfer of title deeds, and try to establish just who were the traditional Aboriginal owners and custodians of that land on which they live, on the land on which they work, and then try to work out what happened to those people, and then try to reach a treaty or a contract between themselves and those people who are still the legally qualified, legally sanctified owners of that land on which they are living and working.